with over a furlong to cover in the National, but it's Rachel Blackmore and Manella Times who are out four lengths clear of Balco de Flo, and any second now Burroughs Saint back in fourth is running on empty. 150 yards to go in the National. Manella Times for J.P. McManus, Henry de Bromhead, and more significantly Rachel Blackmore, history in the National. Manella Times wins.
Rachel Blackmore, a history maker once again, the first woman to win the 173-year-old Grand National at Aintree. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning, Audrey. I don't think I'll ever get tired of hearing the clip of that race anyway.
That is for sure. You won on the back of Manella Times. Immediately after that race, you said you didn't feel male or female. I don't even feel human, you said. Has it sunk in yet?
No, I don't think it has. I don't know if it will for a while. excuse me. It's just incredible. It really is.
You won the world's greatest and most famous horse race. How did that feel on Saturday?
Just incredible. Everyone grows up, every child with a pony grows up thinking about the Grand National. It was the first race that captured my imagination as a child. You dream about it, but you dream about riding in the race, and like to actually go and win it, it just takes it to a whole new level. So it was just an incredible feeling. I don't know if my English vocabulary even has the words to describe it.
Well, look, let's talk about that last stage of the race, because at the third last fence, I think Jet was seven lengths ahead, which is a good distance to be in front. At what point did you decide it's time to go?
Yeah, I suppose I was hoping that Jet would come back to us, and thankfully he did. And when he was coming back just on the turn in, my horse kind of grabbed the bit again and was happy to go forward. But it is a very long run in from the back of the last in Aintree, so you are trying to just save a little bit and not fully commit until you get to the rail and the winning line is in sight then.
And will you describe that feeling of knowing that victory is yours?
Yeah, so I was able to hear the commentator say, just as we came back onto the race course properly, I was able to hear him say that I was four lengths in front, and I knew my horse was going to keep galloping to the line, and you kind of start believing it then, and it's just absolute elation. It really is. Like, it's just so massive. It's such a special race. Just to even be part of that race, I finished 10th in it last year, and I got a kick out of that. And there's no other race that you'll finish placed in and get a buzz off it. But the Grand National, that's why it's so special, because that happens. So to actually go and win it, it's indescribable, really.
Well, that's it. I mean, you looked like you were even more excited than you were after all your amazing wins at Cheltenham. Was that the case?
Yeah, I suppose Cheltenham, my first feeling when winning in Cheltenham is of more relief, I think, because Cheltenham has a lot more pressure attached to it. Whereas, you don't feel the same pressure going into the Grand National. People don't have the same expectation because, there's 40 horses, 4+ miles, anything can happen. So, you need so much luck in a race like that. You need so much to go your way. So, yeah, it's just, you don't have that pressure going in, so you don't have that instinctive relief when you cross the line.
Would you have heard the commentator saying you were four lengths ahead had the crowd been there?
No, I don't think, you wouldn't have. Definitely not. Definitely not. So, the one very small, slight advantage to the unfortunate of having no crowd.
Yeah, exactly. Tell me, why did you pick Manella Times to ride? Was your decision influenced in any way by what happened in the Gold Cup, A Plutard coming in second to Manila Indo?
So they both originated from John Nallan's runs a very successful point-to-point yard. So he sourced both horses, but their names are all that would have attached them, the prefix of their name, I suppose. Henry de Bromhead had three runners in the race, and you know, I had ridden Manila times on two previous occasions and was very lucky that the JP McManus and his family were happy for me to ride him again. So, look, I was just thrilled to ride him, and it was brilliant when it all worked out.
Well, it was absolutely incredible all round, because Ireland's horses took 10 of the first 11 finishing positions. That is remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's phenomenal. You know, there's a lot of good horses and a lot of good trainers over here, and you'd be delighted you're on this side of the sea anyway.
And you are the best jockey in the world right now. That is what everyone is saying. No one's arguing. You are winning the biggest races on the best horses. How does all of that sit with you, Rachel?
Look, I just feel extremely lucky. You know, you can be the best jockey, but you're not going to win any races unless you have the ammunition under you, you know. I'm very lucky to be associated with some very good trainers. Henry de Bromhead is, you know, exceptional. His achievements this year, you know, they're just incredible. You know, to win the three big races in Cheltenham and then to win the Grand National and have the second in the Grand National in Ballycote de Flow as well. Like, it's really just phenomenal stuff, and I'm just delighted to be part of everything down there and part of the team. And, you know, you're in a position to be getting rides on horses of that calibre, you know.
Yeah, but you are a huge part of it. We heard from Aidan O'Brien on the sports news earlier on. He talked about you being hungry, intelligent. You ride the horse rather than the race.
Yeah, look, it's you know, as I say, when you're riding something that has, you know, the ability to not make you panic, it's just a fantastic feeling, and it's a position a lot of jockeys would love to be in.
So what's next for you? Is the season almost over? I think, is Punchestown the last big festival?
Yeah, we've Punchestown at the end of the month, and that is the end of this season. But in the world of jumps racing, the next season kicks off straight away a couple of days later. So that is the world of jumps racing. So we have a small break at the end of June. I think we've there's maybe 12 days there at the end of June, so we'll take a bit of a break then.
Right, so how will you mark your success? How will you celebrate it?
Oh, we'll have to celebrate it properly when the world is back to normal. I think we'll have to mark it with a bit of a party.
We certainly will. It'll be a big party across the country. Rachel, great to talk to you. Enjoy your success and know that everyone across the country is so proud of you. Thank you very much for joining us on Morning Ireland.
Thank you all so much.